www.ReverendRoy.com.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway to let you know what the skinny is on D.C., what's coming out of the nation's capital. We do that with the best guys in the business, Talk Radio News, Victoria Jones. Always a pleasure to have her on the show. Hey, Victoria, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good because officially, I guess, we hit the debt ceiling. We've only been talking about this, I think, for 60 days and counting. So what does that mean that we hit the debt ceiling?
Well, I mean, basically, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner told Congress today that that we would have reached it except for what he called extraordinary measures. And he said that really that we're in deep trouble. And what he's going to do, basically, is we are now no longer able to, as a country, the government's lost its ability to borrow more money from the public. So, for example, the Obama administration is going to begin to tap federal retiree programs to help fund operations. That's one thing it's doing. Yeah, yeah, which is really interesting. It's a retirement fund for federal workers. Now, the measure won't have an impact on retirees because the Treasurer is legally required to reimburse the program. But Geithner's already suspended a program that helps state and local governments manage their finances. So we're already feeling the effects. And what Geithner says is, this only buys me a few months, and if Congress doesn't vote by August the 2nd, the government is likely to default on some obligations, and this is going to cause enormous economic harm. And things like suspension of government services, including the dispersal of Social Security funds.
Ooh, that'll make people sit up and take notice, I think, because there's a lot of people, certainly many people listening to America Tonight and lots of talk radio who depend on Social Security checks, and they're not going to be too thrilled with that.
Well, the markets aren't going to be thrilled about it. They want action taken by July. I mean, they are really jumping up and down saying, don't wait until August.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. They can't have their backs up against the wall because we know it's inevitable. Really, what are the odds that it's not going to happen?
Right.
That they're not going to raise the debt ceiling.
They're going to do something, but it may not be huge, you know, maybe just a small piece.
Right, right, absolutely. All right, so we move from no action really on that to the Senate's going to take a big vote on the oil tax bill. What do you think happens here?
Well, I think that this bill, which is controversial, it's a Democratic bill. It's going to cut tax breaks received by the big five oil companies and basically use the money to offset the deficit. It's at a point where it has to reach a 60-vote threshold to proceed in the legislative process, and I don't think it's going to get 60 votes, so I don't think anything's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a lot of hot air that's going back and forth, but they're not going to get that 60 vote.
Yeah,
they're not going to get it.
Now, Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana opposes it. She was saying last week that she and one of the senators from Alaska are like skunks at the garden party because of the way they view this Democratic legislation. And, you know, opposition among Republicans to the plan is really strong.
Yeah. We move from that, that probably they don't get the 60 votes there, to he doesn't even care about the votes anymore. What's going on with Donald Trump? Are you surprised he decided not to jump into the presidential fray?
No, I wasn't surprised. I mean, a couple of things really that happened. I mean, one thing was, you know, when the president produced his long-form birth certificate and his birtherism was just blown to bits. That was one thing. And then he took a bit of time off, came back in a few days and tried to reboot talking about issues and tripped up. And then he started coming out with statements last week in interviews where he talked about Ross Perot and how he'd said that he was overqualified and when you've achieved so much in your life and that people come after you and after your financials. And I thought to myself, this is just a setup for not running.
Yep, and you were right, because he decided not to run. He did get a lot of mileage, though, you have to say, out of the politics, but and that's what he's brilliant at doing. But it's not necessarily a big surprise that he's not running.
No, and I must say, many in Washington are actually questioning whether he ever really intended to or whether this was really all about the publicity.
Yeah, absolutely. Victoria Jones, thanks so much. Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again.
look forward to it. Thank you.
All right, so the debt ceiling again, focusing so much attention across the nation on that because it's about the dollars and cents of what they're not doing in Washington. And you know, we've got dead horses flying around the studio, so I just hate to beat that point into the ground. It's like I just said to Victoria, we know ultimately what's going to happen is it's going to be one of these deals, just like the government can't shut down. We're not going to shut down. We don't have a budget. And you'll hear that the rise of the noise between the Democrats and the Republicans starts to get louder and louder and louder as we get closer and closer and closer. But ultimately, in the end, we know that they're going to raise the debt ceiling or something, as she said, something that will allow them some wiggle room. There's no question about it. So it's crazy, though. The U.S. hitting the credit limit with this 11-week fight now left to go. So this is what we're going to be hearing about for 11 weeks. I always say that America Tonight is about water cooler buzz and what's happening in your backyard. And I think if we were having this conversation over a fence constantly in our backyards, we'd tear our hair out. I don't think that we would allow it to continue to go on and on and on and on. But get ready, because we do have, she told you the date, we do have 11 weeks of that coming. All right, coming up on this show, let me set the menu for you. Around the bend, we're going to have a conversation with Alice Amter, who's from the Big Bang Theory. You might remember her as Raj's mother. This is finale week for so many shows, and the Big Bang Theory has a lot of, certainly a lot of viewers. So we're going to chat with her about Hollywood, her career, her very successful career, playing all kinds of different people with lots of different accents. And it's tough. I can't. It's like when we try to do accents on the show. You can only hold it for so long. There is a special talent to doing that. So we're going to talk with Alice in a few minutes. Also, you want to talk about something that has you peeved. How about this? The LED bulbs are hitting 100 watts. They're hitting 100 watts right with the federal ban getting ready to kick in. It's looming over us like a dark cloud. So you have the two big people in lighting, two big companies that are showing off these bulbs that are bright enough to replace the 100-watt light bulbs that some of us have in our homes. And perfect timing, right? Because they're going to own the market. They have a light fair trade show. Who knew they had a trade show in Philly? And what they're saying is that these bulbs will go on sale next year, but that's not until the government ban takes place. Great. Guess how much the bulbs are going to cost you? If your bulbs, the light bulbs, the current light bulbs get banned, $50 for these 100 watts. $50. Yeah. Better make that jar, that kitty jar, for all the extra taxes and all the other stuff that you're throwing in. Better make it bigger. Better make it a bucket instead. And put light bulbs on the list. Oh, my. I think it's going to be one of those things, kind of like guns. Have to go into back alley somewhere to get the light bulbs you want. At least we know they're going to have a 100-watt light bulb. That's good. Because then we can certainly see when we're trying to read our books, for goodness sake. All right, hang with us. Much more to come here on ATN.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Expansion started way up here. Began to cool, the autotrophs began to join the end. With all developed food, we built a wall.
We built a pyramid.
Science, history, unraveling the mystery. It all started with a big bang.
It's finale week, as we were talking about here on ATN, the Big Bang Theory. That's what you just heard there. That, of course, is their theme song. A very popular character is returning for that finale. Mrs. Kuthrapali, Raj's mom, Alice Amter, is the actress who plays that character, does it so well, and she joins us now here on ATN. Hey, Alice, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Wow. What an introduction. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know what, and we haven't even dug into this, your deal with the accents. You have to teach me how a correct English accent. What's so interesting about you, and I've seen you play a couple of different roles, is that you have an innate ability, I think, to be able to switch those accents back and forth. And you, am I correct? You were born in England. You're English, right?
Yes, that's right. I am British, yes, English.
So, British. So,
the Empire.
Exactly. So, is it just something you had? Is it just something you knew you were good at? Because there are a lot of fine actresses, Alice, I got to tell you, that are incredible. I mean, they can drop a few tears on cue and switch from drama to comedy, but they're not great with the accent deal from the, you know, the Southern belle to the hoity British Tudor type of accent. And you're good at that. So did you have that gift since you were a kid, do you think? And it was inside of you and it just came out with class and whatnot?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's innate. I think I was born with it. I'm switching into my American accent now, actually, as I'm talking to you, which is interesting. I don't even know I'm doing it, see? No, because the first thing, or one of the first things that I was good at as a kid was, I was good at school, like academically, but particularly in foreign languages. So I would pick up French and German really easily and quickly. And then being born and raised in England, there are like a plethora of different accents from various regions. And I'm from the Midlands, which is, you know, right, it's the smack bang in the middle of the country. And so you get a lot of, you know, you get a confluence of a lot of different accents going through there. And the Indian accent, I would say I did learn, in fact, in England subconsciously, just by going to, you know, I don't want to say the 7-Eleven, but the local grocery store. There's a heavy Indian population in England, and particularly in Birmingham, where I'm from. And, you just heard it. You just heard it around you, you know, in public, on the street, on the buses, in stores and whatnot. And, the older ladies always seem to be sort of chastising the younger, second generation Indian English people. Because the ones that are born there talk like, you know, but, oh, Mom, leave it out. Stop. You know, they talk regular. Mm-hmm. And then the parents are like, you know, don't do what your friends are doing. That is not correct. You know, that is not what we do back in India. You know, so I don't know. It just is in there. And I think I'm a linguist sort of first, and I'm a bit sort of the guy in Eliza Doolittle film, the doctor.
Wow. How interesting to watch you switch back and forth. So, Mrs. Kuthrappali, that was you. Did you go for an audition? Did someone recommend you? You know how that works. How did you get that part?
It was an audition, and I think when I got here, they didn't really know what they just automatically put me in that category because they figured that I was that, you know.
Right.
And so casting directors would often have me in as an East Indian female. I mean, I played an East Indian doctor on ER. I didn't have to have an accent. I did it with an accent originally, but then they told me, don't do an accent, so then I used my own voice, and it was much more real. So it depends. Like, if they're asking for stereotypes, and if they're generally asking for an older woman, because I'm not even old enough to be Mrs. Kuthrappali, really.
Right.
Then generally speaking, they're looking for a stereotype. They want the sari, they want the bindi, and they want the full thick accent. So I went into an audition, with all of that weapons loaded and a pair of sunglasses on. So none of the other, actresses could psych me out. And it's funny, it's interesting because I always go into auditions and there's always real Indians that in there. Real Indian women from India in there.
And you won. You won the part.
And I won. I had to have two callbacks. And the second time, I thought they'd given it because I fluffed a line or something. And I didn't know, who, I think, at the time, who Chuck Lorre was because he was in the room. And I think if I'd known that he was a creator and, you know, a 2.5 Men and everything, I'd have basically peed myself. So it was good. My ignorance sort of served me well, and I just focused on, you know, it was comedy, so I focused on making people laugh. And it was, you know, it wasn't difficult. I mean, it was there in the writing. And I just sort of had to deliver. And I really didn't know when I came home if I thought that they'd given it to another actress who'd been through as many hoops as I, and she was really Indian. And I just said to myself, oh, she got it. And then my manager called me, and he said, no, you booked the job. And the interesting thing is that it didn't start out, at least not to my knowledge, as a recurring character. It just
right.
was a one-off deal. But I had such a good time, and I just felt, I don't know, the vibration of sort of, you know, magic on the set and, with everyone and the crew as well. They mentioned to me, they said, get ready for a 10-year run. And I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah. And the crew always know. Every time I've had a recurring role, one member of the crew has said to me, see you soon, see you next time. And I'm like, but I'm not, I don't, and they're like, yes, you'll be back, trust me, you'll be back. And lo and behold, they're always right. So.
Right, and this
they
is
see people,
four.
Like, they see people come and go all the time. You know, so they know who fits and who doesn't, and, you know, they know when a show has legs, you know, because
right. They're
constantly, you know, trying to work for an extended period of time.
Right. And season four finale, so you're right, they were absolutely right about that. Hey, we have just a couple of minutes left, but we'd be remiss not to say that you're also obviously have hit the big screen in several films, including a movie I love, The Good Girl with Jennifer Aniston. It was a sleeper, and now it's very, very popular. Was that a lot of fun to work with Jen Aniston?
Yeah, I mean, I got to meet Brad Pitt, actually, as a result of that little gig, because they were married at the time. And, I was doing my scene. And again, when I got the audition, my agent was like, Alice, I want you to do a Southern accent. And I'm thinking, I do not know what a Southern accent is. I know East Coast. I know West Coast. I know now because I've been here long enough, but this was like 8-9 years ago. And the only person I could think of was Holly Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Hunter. And I just thought of her, and I just went real nasal with it and just put it all up in my nose and, you know, said those lines just like that and bingo.
That was great. I love it. And we have a lot of Southerners listening. They're going to really appreciate that, too. So it's perfect, Alice. Certainly, wish you the best of the luck in your career. We'd love to talk to you again down the road and find out what you're doing next. And you'll be on the show. This Thursday is the finale. Actually, it's obviously in the can, but Thursday, 8 o'clock Pacific time on CBS. And Mrs. Kuthrappali, Alice Amter, thanks so much, and good luck in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye. That was terrific, boy. Those accents. You got to love that. How many of you listening in the South enjoyed the way Alice did that? And I know when she's thinking of Holly Hunter. I want to say Raising Arizona, Holly Hunter really had a thick accent in that movie. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to us, americatonight.net.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. ring. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Get past the beef, get past the hip man. Get on time, get on time, get on. I want to get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. The good foot. Go down the club, let's all say out. Ow. But so the beef, I know what it's about. Go down the club, let's all say out. I saw a beef, I know what it's about. The beef is inside the chicken pan. And Jason Trinity beef, I'm the soul heat man. You ain't on the good, get on the good foot. Two to my head, get on the good foot. Ain't nothing going on but the bed. A whole lot of money spent now.
All right, a little odds and ends for you. Here on America Tonight. So much is happening, including, here's a big shocker, because we were just talking about television from the world of TV, really. Jerry Lewis is going to retire from the MDA telethon in September. Do you know how long he's been doing that telethon? He's been doing that telethon longer than I've been alive, longer than many of you listening to the show have been alive. 45 years pushing for treatment and cures for kids. You know, he always calls them, I think right from the very first time he did it, I think he called the kids his kids, my kids. So he's not going to be the host of the Labor Day Muscular Dystrophy Association telethon that has become really synonymous with his name. But Jerry Lewis is 85 years old, and he said it's time for a new era. And that it's been just a labor of love. So if you do the math, he's been doing this since 66. And he's going to do a signature song, I guess, September 4th. And they're going to do a primetime broadcast. Well, they do that. For the primetime broadcast on September 4th, he's going to sing that song, You'll Never Walk Alone. And it's amazing how much money. You have to really give him credit. How much money he's raised for MDA, more than a billion over all the years, even beyond that, they say. And the hospitals, the clinics, since he really got involved in this. And he's a guy who really lent, at the time especially, his celebrity to that cause. So you got to give him credit. And that telethon has had a couple of hitches in it along the way, where they moved it from New York to Vegas in the 70s, and then it was in Los Angeles, and then it went back to Vegas. And last year it was at a hotel on the Vegas Strip, and there was 170 stations that aired it. And then it raised almost $59 million. And that's pretty amazing. The telethon is 21 and a half hours. You know, it's like when you maybe you watch a little bit of it. I really honestly believe that there's hardly anybody who doesn't know about the telethon. Whether you sit and watch it, or you give money or don't give money, when you're in and out on that weekend, you have seen it. You've flipped on the tube and you have seen it. Absolutely. And there have been some huge moments on that show, too. So who takes over for Jerry Lewis because of the massive success? I think it'd be pretty tough, honestly, pretty tough shoes to step into. And if you tallied up all the hours that he was actually on, they say it would be like 900-something. And that's unprecedented. I guarantee there's no other celebrity that has done that. He'll hold that record forever and a day. Matt, I don't know about you, but who do you think replaces Jerry Lewis? I think it's going to be tough to replace him because he's like an institution. His name is synonymous with this telethon.
Yeah, I don't know who you can get.
Who?
Maybe Carson Daly, Ryan Seacrest.
No.
One of those guys.
No way. They just don't have that. They don't have the Lewis thing. I'm not sure. Like a George Clooney, but he wouldn't do that because he has a whole bunch of individual causes that he's involved with. That wouldn't make any sense. I'm not sure. I can't even think of anyone off the top of my head who could step into
Wayne Brady?
Wayne Brady. I don't know. You think?
Does a little of the singing and the dancing. He can host a show.
He's funny and sincere. That's not a bad suggestion.
That should be a network executive.
What about Jerry Seinfeld? Comedian,
yeah, I don't know.
Loved.
I don't know if he's much of a host guy.
Yeah, he's probably not. You're right. See, that's the key. It would have to be someone who's has a name. They have to have a name, but they have to have hosting skills, and they have to. Be able to drive the. They have to be able to drive the train because he really drove the train. He made tons of appearances. People just wanted to help him. He was so sincere about it. That's what it is. He was so sincere right from the very beginning. He wasn't. Which there's nothing wrong with that. When celebrities lend them their names to causes, raise a bunch of money, and then they move on to other things. This was his baby. I mean, this just became his cause. He really felt for those kids, and that's what will be hard, I think, to replace. Because the sincerity factor and how hooked in, how locked in he was to this thing. And whoever it is would have to have, I think, would have to kind of have that same thing going on for them. All right, so that's one of the big odds and ends, just huge news. And because, I mean, how many months away? We're coming up on Memorial Day, and then you have the next holidays, 4th of July, and everybody thinks in September they think of the telethon, you know, absolutely. All right, let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff, who did you meet today? Who famous did you meet today?
Hey, Kate, actually, the mayor has mentioned your name at his council meeting back in Michigan today, he told me.
He just threw my name out there.
Yeah, because he said I'm a celebrity. I said, that's right, mayor. And he said to ask you, on Michigan, what station are you guys out of?
We're on a couple of stations in Michigan. If you hold on, we'll get you the list of them. But we're not on in Detroit. It's the Dearborn mayor that you're talking about, right?
Yes, because he was asking about you today. He told me he did a story on me, a tribute to me. For all the years I've been in Dearborn, he did a story to the council and the whole city.
Wow. How about
and
that?
I told him I'm an ambassador for America tonight. He wants to know what station you guys are out of.
What did you tell him? It's a network show. That's what you tell him. And then we're not on in Detroit. Not yet, anyway. We've had some conversations.
Matt's got a pit towers up in Dearborn, Michigan. Give him something to do.
That's right, exactly. But you know, let's clear this up on the air first for people listening who are like, wow, who is she talking to that haven't heard you call in before? Because you're so involved with Special Olympics, and we were just talking about Jerry Lewis and who would replace him on the telethon there and how tough that is and charities and going back and forth. Special Olympics really has a special place for, I think, a lot of people across the country. And obviously, people in your life have seen what's happened with you and how you've flourished and money you've raised and things that you've done, because it has changed your life, right?
Yes, and I told Matt I raised $700 up to today.
Wow, $700. You are one incredible fundraiser, and you started last week, I think, at 200 or something, right?
Yep, and this year, the people at the gym gave me like $30 each.
Really?
At the 24-hour fitness, and I told them about you, too, today.
Boy, these poor people, they must be like, who? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
Well, I told Shelly about you, too, Kate. I'm sorry I had to tell Shelly, Princess Shelly.
All right. Very good. I'm so happy that you are doing well in that fundraising kick. That's good. And when are you going back to Michigan? Because you're in Oregon and you're all over the place.
I'm going back in the fall.
All right,
and the mayor wants to have lunch with me and everything, Kate.
Cool. Well, you need to take some pictures and send us those photographs.
I will. I'll do that, Kate, and I'll send them to you on your Facebook.
All right, send that to us. I appreciate it. Hey, by the way, thank you, and we want to tell everybody, and I'll tell you this too, Jeff. I mean, we're on a bunch of stations in Michigan, just not Detroit. We're on one of my favorites, WKMI, 1360 AM in Kalamazoo. We've been on that station for a long time, and also WMKT, 1270 AM, Traverse City. So a couple of stations, just not Detroit. Got to knock off some of the big names. I think George Norrie, the man who talks about outer space and aliens, and he does it well when he talks about outer space and aliens and 51 and all that, Area 51. I think that he's got the big station in Detroit, but interesting that Jeff called, and here we were talking about the telethon, because he does a lot with Special Olympics, and he is a Special Olympian. How about that? All right, some other odds and ends that I said I would mention, is there's so much happening across the country, not just what's reverberating out of D.C., which has to do with the debt ceiling and how we're going to have to go through now 11 weeks of this fight. We've already been going through this already. This is a big story we talked about a little bit yesterday, and I got some more info on this. The International Crime Court's chief prosecutor, whoever that is, is trying to get arrest warrants for Muammar Gaddafi, his son, and the intelligence chief for authorizing the killing of people in that country in that their crackdown on anti-government rebels. Gaddafi's government, of course, is saying that's a lie. They haven't done it. It's not true. But the call for the inquest, as we were talking about in a previous show, was the first action in these Netherlands-based courts, because that's where they are, linked to these uprisings. And it has opened up a huge Pandora's box, a potential front against Gaddafi's regime, even as he stands against the widening of the NATO airstrikes and rebels with all this international backing. So got to pay attention to this story. A Libyan government spokesperson is appealing for a ceasefire, but, you know, this whole, I'm still calling it a stalemate, continues. And how long has this been? 2 months of Muammar Gaddafi. We forget because so much has happened in the interim. All right, coming up on the flip side, it's your business. Each and every week we introduce you to a CEO. We got a very interesting guy you're going to meet on the flip side.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Find glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, I'm sure everybody knows about daily deals. When you jump onto your computer and you get all kinds of offers, if you sign up for it, for half off of things, everything from massages to gyms to dining out to, you know, you name it, it seems it's possible. And it's amazing how big this has become, but what a great thing it is for you and me, because services that you normally use anyway, you can find these incredible deals. Right now joining us here on ATN is Patrick Albus. He's the CEO of KGB Deals, and you can check that out, kgbdeals.com. Patrick, thanks for hopping on with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right, first of all, how did you decide to get in this game? How did that all happen that you became the CEO of the third largest of all the daily deals?
Well, we've been in business. KGB itself has been in business for 20 years, and we've been serving small to mid-sized businesses, and we thought it was a natural progression for us to move into this space. We entered the space about, I would say it was March of last year.
And what have you seen since that happened, since March?
Well, it's been explosive growth. I think everyone's read about Groupon and what a great job Groupon has done and how they actually have really grown the marketplace. But also what we've seen is that that consumers and merchants have both been very receptive to what the offerings are in this marketplace. You know, it's been very good for both sides, and we believe that this is a market that's actually going to thrive for some time.
Yeah. How did you, when you first started doing this, how do you do it? In other words, people listening are saying, okay, I kind of get it. Maybe they don't know what Groupon is. How do you make those deals? How do you close those deals? Do you have salespeople that call different companies and you work out something, or how does it work?
Yeah, so we do have salespeople. We're actually offering deals in 30 cities in the U.S. and over 100 cities globally. We have salespeople in each one of those cities who actually go out, talk to local merchants, hear what their needs are, and then we partner with them to structure a deal that actually meets their needs. Then once we have the deal structured in a way that actually works for them, we then promote it. So when we actually have a deal go live, it will an email will go out to our subscriber base. Our subscribers then choose if it's a deal that's actually interesting to them. They would actually click through, they come to our website and purchase the deal. And then at the end of the transaction, we kind of put the subscriber and the merchant together to make a pairing.
What have you found, Patrick, that's been the most popular thing? Has it been restaurants or other services?
Restaurants are definitely popular, and that's a staple that everyone needs to eat. But some of the more interesting deals that we've done have been incredibly interesting. So, for example, like an experience like a hot air balloon. We've done hot air balloons several times. It's something that most of our audience wants to do, but they need some incentive to actually go out and partake in that type of experience. And the feedback that we've gotten from the merchant is they've won over a lot of new customers. And then our customers have actually provided feedback saying, great, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime type of experience. Thank you for actually introducing it to us.
Yeah, so if I'm somebody who works for, if I'm in sales in one of these 30 cities or one of the 100 cities all over the place, I guess nothing is out of bounds, right? I mean, I could pursue all kinds of things, and we'd run it by you and run it by your people, and they say, yeah, sure, why not the hot air balloons or whatever?
Well, I do think there are some things that are out of bounds. We actually want to make sure that, you know, if we look at the demographic of our audience, we want to appeal to them. And our demographic is women from the early 20s to around 40. And so we want to have the offerings on our website that actually are appealing to them versus just having just a broad set of deals that maybe they'll buy. At the same time, one of the things that our company, I think, does extremely well is we really vet the merchants. We make sure the merchants are higher quality. We make sure the deals actually are meaningful to our subscriber base. On top of that, we actually try to structure a deal that's actually a win-win. So, sometimes there are deals that we actually will pass up because it just doesn't make sense to promote to our audience.
Right. So, because that's what you want. You want the biggest response, and then you know when things are working. And obviously, probably a lot of these deals that you make, you can bring them back again. Isn't that kind of part of it? So if it started last March, and let's say I was one of the restaurants, you'd come back to me. I'd eventually come back into the cycle. You do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If we find a merchant that it's worked well for them and we believe that that merchant has deal fuel, yeah, we will definitely partner with them to do multiple transactions. You know, we really actually focus on the partnership and helping them for what their needs are. So if it makes sense for them to run once a year, well, you know, we don't push a merchant into running more than once a year if that's what they need. If they would like to do it quarterly, we actually work with them to do it quarterly.
Yeah. Where do you see this going? You think that this will just get bigger and bigger? Personally, I think it will. I think more people, it's like a coupon book directed toward you. Like you said, you narrowed down your demographic. So a females 20 to 40 something, you know who would be perfect, who's perfect for some of the stuff you're offering up. I see this getting bigger because it's target marketing, and also it offers something to people out there, like I said when we first went to you, who it's like a living, breathing coupon book, sort of. Does that make sense? Do you think that this just keeps on growing?
Yeah, absolutely. So from the customer side, I think there's many different ways to actually help them. You know, the first thing is getting them deals that meet the different demographics. And I think what you'll see is that, deal sites will actually have more specialized or customized deals for their audience. So there may be a deal that goes out for men versus women based on their age group, based on their buying preferences. And then for the merchant, you know, very few things have been a stimulus in this economy. And if you look at one of the things is, you know, a lot of these merchants are all flocking to this because it's the way to actually guarantee results, to actually do promotions that will drive customers through their door. And then for the merchant, you know, it's not just about doing that deal once. It's really about winning a new audience for them. So we get a whole bunch of people that are interested in their business, and their job is to win them over. And, you know, we've heard a lot of feedback from our merchants that they love this. They love getting new people introduced to their business, and winning them over is where the true value is. So, yeah, I think this is going to continue to grow.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're speaking with Patrick Albus, of course, KGBDeals.com. If you go there, you can check it out. Patrick, in looking at, we just talked about the explosive growth. You mentioned Groupon and what a great job they've done. I have the philosophy when you're in business, when you're an entrepreneur, when you have a company that's just blowing and going, you don't so much worry about the competition. You just keep doing what you're doing, and you keep mining it, and you keep doing it bigger and badder and better, and you'll just keep growing and growing this sector of what the business is. Do you have that similar philosophy? Do you worry so much about, okay, there's two other people out there doing it, there may be someone else that comes into it. Do you focus on what they're doing, or you focus on what you're doing?
We really focus on what we're doing. From the latest count that I've seen, there's over 400 daily deal sites in the U.S. And if we were just worried about the competition, we wouldn't be able to move our business forward. So where we really focus is we want to be the gold standard for how merchants are treated and customers are treated. Merchants, they're like partners. You know, we don't want to do a transaction. It's not just about the financials. It's really about, how do we actually help them with their advertising and promotion needs? How do we actually get them new customers? At the same time as with our customers, you know, we want them to have a fantastic experience, that they just don't come here, you know, once in a while, that we actually change their behavior, that they trust us. They know that we are actually scrutinizing the deals, and then we're also structuring deals that actually make sense and are appealing for them. So, yeah, you know, the competition is, you always got to keep an eye on the competition, but what we really focus on is really being that gold standard.
And have you gotten just great reaction from the merchants? What's that been like?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, when a merchant said, hey, you actually listened to me, you actually structured a deal because you heard what my needs were. A lot of the other deal sites out there, they deliver cookie cutter terms. They say, here's what the terms are, take it or leave it. That's not us at all. You know, and part of another way that we actually differentiate is not all the deal sites actually have people that are actually selling in the marketplace. We actually have people that are live there, breathe there. They know the market. They know the consumer base. They know the merchants. And they go down and they talk and they have conversations with them. And it's a dialogue that goes back and forth. So we can make sure that, you know, what we're presenting is the best possible deal for that day in each of the marketplaces.
All right, Patrick Albus, continued success. Be interesting to see. Talk to you down the road again and see how much this has grown. Appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thank you.